Jayam Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagawan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Anuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sri Swarup Ramananda Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varena Srila Asi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimavadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sriman Sudarshan Prabhu Ki Jai. Sriman Paramananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi Ki Jai. Anukul Chandra Prabhu Ki Jai. And Dana Didi Ki Jai. And yesterday, I just, for my own benefit, I was Tirubhav Mahotsav of Srila Jiva Goswami and one other Jagadish Pandit Ki Jai, Seva Vrinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Go Premanande. And today, as in 2 days, as Makara Sankranti, which means, like, you know, days, they're shorter then the winter solstice or whatever will change, then it'll start going in the other direction. So it's this major seasonal change. It's sort of a mystical date and time. And here in Chiang Mai, the number one Thai festival, there are many throughout the year on the calendar. But the number one festival here is called Songkran, and it comes approximately around the time of Gaur Purnima. But they've mixed that Sankranti and the Holi. So where Radha and Krishna, they're playing with colors, here they're throwing water on everybody and having elephants squirt them, and it's a big joyous occasion. But they call it Songkran. But you can see it's based on the Sanskrit word, Sankranti. So the Makara Sankranti, that day is coming. That's the actual day that Mahaprabhu takes sannyas. But we're told it's this evening. And when it's like at around, as Groomer said, 3 o'clock in the morning, that Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he earlier in the evening he said farewell to his devotees, then he leaves and swims across the Ganga and goes to Katva, to the ashram of Keshava Bharati. So this is very painful for the genuine devotees of Mahaprabhu, his substantial devotees. Once I asked Srila Guru Maharaj, because he's always making some comparative analysis, so it just occurred to me, because Mahaprabhu's final pastimes in Puri, behind closed doors with Srup Damodar, Ramananda, the Radha Bhava Duti Suvalita Nomi Krishna Srupam, to the extreme, to the infinite degree, he's, so like the Uddhava Darshan means Brahma or Gita, where separation reaches its zenith point. So, and I think Rath Yatra, that's the other zenith point for separation that he celebrates for so many years there. And last year, more or less out of public view, behind closed doors, the Brahmar Gita type separation. So these two zenith points, I think. So this is so superior, and what he's doing all that time. I said, so then how would you compare Puri to Navadvip? And these respective places. And Guru Maharaj said, he thought for, and he said, stalwart followers of Mahaprabhu, they prefer Navadvip. And then And this way is explaining something from the devotee's position. Because we could say, oh yeah, Mahaprabhu, he's exploring the depths of Radha Bhav there, and that's true. But here he's saying the stalwart followers of Mahaprabhu, they prefer Navadvip. And as evinced in the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he's revealing his position, and when he says, after 5 years after this sannyas, when Mahaprabhu returns, it's some rule, after so many years you can return to your hometown. And when he comes back, we hear that there's this, all the devotees are waiting, those who formerly offended him. Guru Maharaj would sometimes quote this line, Nadiyadar kore gora jai, Nadiyadar kore gora jai re. How they're crying, like the light of Navadvip has left us forever. What did we do? We did something wrong. We offended him. We insulted him. But when he returns, so madly they come, and there's the thousands turn into millions. Devatas, gods and goddesses, are descending and donning human forms to be part of the crowd, to have a glimpse of the beauty of Gaurasundar, Gauranga Sundar. And we're told at that time, Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya are there in the periphery. And Guru Maharaj said that Vishnu Priya says to Sachi Mata, there's your son. She doesn't say, there's my husband. She says, there's your son. You know, and we'll say what they experienced, we cannot properly estimate. But at that time, and seeing they cannot, it's so painful, such a painful moment. And Mahaprabhu, he wants to give something to her. So we're told he wears the paduka, which is the wooden shoe with the one like peg sticking up that goes between the big toe and everything. He's wearing them. He steps out of those shoes and then walks on, and everyone goes with him. And as the crowd leaves, then Vishnupriya comes and she grabs those padukas, and that's giving some relief to the separation that she's experiencing. And from there, he goes to Vidyanagar. And at the house of Vidya Vachaspati, who's a relative of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, there, that's when everyone's mad to have a glimpse of Mahaprabhu. We're told they in the Ganga, you've seen in India, they have those big clay pots or metal pots. They would turn them upside down to use them as a flotation device to get across the Ganga. Someone, they're chopping down banana trees, using them as little boats. The actual boats they have, so many people get on the boat, it sinks, like in Govindakunda. But then in their eagerness to see Mahaprabhu, they just run into the Ganga, and there's so many people, no one drowns. They just go to the other side. All the water, it's like, you know, and the waters parted, you know. And when they get there, they're running madly to Vidyavachaspati's house, and they want to see Mahaprabhu. He's going to come out on the upper veranda terrace, and they're climbing trees to have a glimpse. And by his grace, we're told a branch, a twig could support someone. The body of a grown man can be seated on a twig and it won't break. It becomes a mystical environment. So everyone's there, and then he's saying, you've got to, they're chanting his name, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. He says, you have to go outside and give them your darshan. And when Mahaprabhu comes out, they all go mad. And they're so mad and ecstasy that they won't leave. And so he has to leave secretly. And that's when he goes to Kulia, which is, that means Navadvip. But more particularly, the Aparad Bhanjanair Pat, the place where all the sinners are forgiven, aparadis, forgiven their offenses. And we're told that's in the Kolerdunga area, Kolerganj, which is the divine location of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. And when we made a movement to promote Guru Maharaj in the Western world, and gradually more and more people are coming, some were making a propaganda. They're saying, like, don't worry, because they're saying, like, so many people are now going. And I said, don't worry, it's only offenders. So actually, I mean, some clever person said it. He said, it's actually a good thing. All the offensive people are leaving, and they're taking shelter of Srila Sridhar Maharaj and, you know, at the Chaitanya Saraswat. So don't worry about it. So when this was mentioned, the Guru Maharaj, I wondered, like, how he was going to respond to that. He smiled and he said, yes, all of the offenders are coming here and getting shelter. And soon Mahaprabhu will give them everything. They will be forgiven all their offenses and he will give them everything. So he didn't take it in a negative way. But anyway, while that vision of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the terrace of the house of Vidya Vachaspati, with all this crowd thronging, and Minshin and Rupa Goswami, Chaitanyastakam, Sada Pasya Sriman Dritta Manujakai, Pranaitam Bahad Bir Girvane Girisha Parameshda Prabhriti Bri, Sa Bhaktavya Sudham Nijabhajanam Mudra Mupadisham, Sat Chaitanya Kime Punar Apidashor Yashati Vidam. He's describing that Brahma, Shiva, and other devatas donning human forms. And he said, you should come with some gift, some offering. What are they offering? The love and affection from their hearts. That's what they've come to give in these past times. The love and affection of their hearts. They're offering that. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is Guru Maharaj's point, in his song, he's in the crowd. Right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is one of that crowd. And he's looking up at the beauty of Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar and saying, when will Nimai Pandit give up the robes of renunciation, the Raja dress, the Maharaj? When will he give up that and come join us again in the Srivasangam, in the house of Srivas, and there we will sing and dance and have our Prem Rasa Kirtans. So he's saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's expressing that as one of that crowd. So it goes back to what Guru Maharaj said. Stalwart followers of Mahaprabhu, they will prefer Navadvip. And then he gave this example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur as evidence. So, we see all of this as, how do you say, necessary part of the pastimes or lila to bring it to the next level of development. So as Nimai Pandit in Navadvip, he's a Sanskrit teacher and nicely disguised as a primary teacher. He's not teaching the advanced students. He's a primary teacher, which makes it even more charming. So when the Keshava Kashmiri scholar comes and Nimai Pandit, the primary teacher with a few of his students, say, oh, Kashmiri ji, if you can, we're walking along the Ganga, we're so fortunate to have your association. If you could say something in praise of Mother Ganga, why, yes. You know, and what does he do? He composes on the spot 100 Sanskrit slokas in praise of the Ganga. And everyone's astonished. And they came out like the wind, one after another, 100 slokas praising the Ganga. And everyone's astonished. And Nimai Pandit says, that was beautiful. And we know that you know, like every there are so many literary, good qualities, and then there are some faults. So it would be nice if you could say something about that. And he's saying, well, I understand what you mean about like the good qualities of the poetry, but what do you mean by the faults? And he says, well, and I forget what it's like, number 56. And that one, and then he quotes it perfectly, and he's saying, how can he remember that? I just composed them. I can hardly remember it. And he says, in this one, you've mentioned these different things, and it has these literary embellishments, and then it has the following faults. And he shows him what the imperfections are. Anyway, then he defeats him, right? So, but for some people, that's joy for the devotees. For some people, they think, this Nimai Pandit, he's so arrogant. Right? There's always two ways or more to view these things. The devotees say, what a glorious pastime, the young primary student Nimai Pandit defeating the great scholar. But others saying, oh, this Nimai Pandit, he's arrogant. Even some of his devotees are speaking like that, but in a sweet way, like Gadadhar Pandit. Remember, who is Gadadhar Pandit, according to Guru Maharaj? If you take the bhav and kanti, the heart and halo of Radharani away from her, the remainder is Gadadhar. So that Gadadhar is in Navadvip, and is recorded sometimes as saying, Nimai Pandit is so perfect and charming and beautiful in every way, but has one flaw. If he had only become a devotee of Krishna, and now he's showing this scholarly arrogance. So we hear it's part of his play. Sometimes walking the streets of Navadvip, he encounters Gadadhar Pandit and engages in some kind of argument or discussion and defeats Gadadhar Pandit, which flusters Gadadhar Pandit. Then Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, will take the opposite side of the argument he just defeated and defeat the other side and reverse it, and Gadadhar is becoming flustered and to the point of saying, when Nimai Pandit comes down the street, I'm going to avoid him. He's always, teasing me in different ways, and this is part of their divine pastimes. And then we hear that after the disappearance of Jagannath Misra, his father, that Nimai Pandit, he goes to Gaya, like they have Varanasi, Gaya, for the departed ancestors, some Srad ceremony, Pinda, etc. But when he returns to Navadvip, so he's undergone some sort of transformation, because we say he's descended to relish bhaktabhav, the position of a devotee. It's relishing bhaktabhav culminating in radhabhav, the type of Krishna prema from the highest devotee, Srimati Radharani. But at this point, he's undergone some dramatic transformation, and when he returns, now with his students, all he wants to do is praise the gopis. And he's chanting Gopi Gopi and names of gopis, and it appears that he's ignoring Krishna on some level. And they say, really, we've not heard this chanting of the gopis' names. It would be better. You can chant Krishna. That we find some support for. And he will say things like, Krishna, he's a despicable person. Why should I take his name? And they're saying, he's lost his mind. He's speaking against Krishna. And so his mother, and they report him to his senior teacher. So many things are there. But when Sachimata is beginning to worry about him, because we're told, why? Sometimes, like, laughing ecstasy comes to him. Different types of ecstasies. So sometimes he starts laughing madly and wildly, but for like 9 hours, nonstop mad laughing. So she's thinking, oh, something happened to Nimai. You know, how his mind is out of balance. So she calls an Ayurvedic doctor, as you do, and he recommends us Brahmi Rasayam, a type of oil. You put it on your head, it cools down the head, and then subsequently should cool down the mind. So, you know, they try some of that, try a bottle, it's not working. Then she thinks, we need a big quantity. So they make like a bathtub full of it and immerse him in that. And he's in the middle of this Brahmi Rasayam and laughing wildly and madly. So at that time, Srivas Thakur comes. And Sachimata's crying. She said, look, Srivas, Nimai, he's lost his mind. You know. And Srivas Thakur is looking at him, and he's continues laughing wildly, madly. And Srivas Thakur says to Sachimata, what he's got, I want a drop of that. And then he stops laughing. And he says, Srivas, if you thought I was crazy, then I would just leave the world. But that you understand, with, you know, now I have something to do here. Thank you. And what that is to distribute this medicine. What is the line? Enechi Oshodi Maya Nasibaro Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. Oshud means medicine. And he's saying, I've come to deliver this medicine which will save everyone in the Kali Yuga. What is it? The Yuga Dharma. What is the beginning of Chaitanya Bhagavat? Vishwambaro, Ivadvijabaro, Yuga Dharma Palo, Bande, Jagat Priyakaro, Koranai Avatarno. Like that. The Yuga Dharma, Krishna Nam. Guru Maharaj says, Krishna Nama Siddhu Dhamma Danya Dana Sagaram, Prema Dhamma Deva Meva Nomi Gora Sundaram. The Dan Sagar, the ultimate gift, saying, is Krishna Nam. What is Krishna Nam? Krishna Nama Siddhu Dham. Siddhu means nectar. It's the abode of all nectarine substances in Krishna. So he's come to deliver this, and Guru Maharaj reminds us, don't think that because the Kali Yuga people are described as the most fallen, and don't compare to the people of the Satyayuga, that something low is being given to them. When one devotee, after Guru Maharaj finished this lecture, it's one of the all-time great lectures that he gave, and this devotee was like in disbelief, and he said, why did Mahaprabhu come to give this to the lowest people? Like in disbelief, like now that you've given us a glimpse of what it is, it seems undeserved and, you know, inappropriate. Why? And Guru Maharaj said, this is the nature of Sri Chaitanya Avatar. Right? Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Tusei Namah. And he's saying, what should be the greatest, the concept of the greatest magnanimity? He said, should he descend, and Guru Maharaj's word, he said, and give out some stone chips to everybody. He said, but if he's the most magnanimous avatar ever, right, then it means what he considers to be not only valuable, but what he considers to be the most valuable substance, he is giving the highest thing, the most valuable substance, to the most fallen. That creates the parameters for the most magnanimous person. So Guru Maharaj says, so don't think, because the Krishna Nam he's giving, oh, the people of Kali Yuga, they're unqualified, something lower. No, the highest thing is being given to them, the ultimate medicine, the ultimate nectar. But he has a problem. He's saying, this is what I've come to do. This is my appearance. There's two purposes, his public service and private life. This is his public service. He's saying, but the problem is that, you know, the doctors come with the medicine and the patient is abusing the doctor, because people in Navadvip were starting to speak against Nimai Pandit. But that's also part of it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his songs that the opposition is lila pushti. It's nourishing to the lila that there's some opposition there. It helps swell the progress of the pastimes. So Mahaprabhu, this, and now he realizes that just the opposite of what I wanted to happen is happening. I'm here with the medicine, and now the patient, not only will they not take the medicine, they're abusing the doctor. So how to rectify this? And Guru Maharaj is also, in his words, he said, the people of Navadvip, they thought Nimai Pandit's one of us. It's kind of like a Prakrita Leela run amok. So he's saying, they're thinking, he's, you know, my family is as high as his or great. There are all these different things they're thinking. So they're thinking of him in some ordinary way and thereby committing offense and depriving themselves of coming in connection with the ultimate nectarine substance. So he's thinking, if I were to take sannyas, then because of the nature of this culture, they would have to show some respect for me. And in that way, everything would, all the offenses would be exonerated, and then I'd be able to give them this divine substance. So I shall have to take sannyas. Although previously, he'd promised his mother that he wouldn't do that. Because we know Mother Sachi, she chastised Advaita Charja. She thought, you know, Vishwaroop, he went to your class, you know. And then he got this sense of renunciation. He became a sin. If Nimai, it'll kill me. So he'd actually promised he would not do this. But now he's come to the conclusion that he will do this. And he's sharing this with some of his confidential devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, maybe Chandrasekhar, some others. And this is killing them. It's killing Nityananda Prabhu. He's so happy with Mahaprabhu. We can't estimate that, how happy their pastimes are in Navadvip. But Guru Maharaj says in the Bhagavatam Sloka, that's in the 11th canto, that's taken from one point of view to describe Ramachandra, but Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur interprets in terms of Gaur Leela. It says, Tyaktwa Sudushta Jasurepshita Raja Lakshmin Dharmista Arja Vachasa Yadagararanyam Mayam Ritam Doitam Ipsatam Anbadavad Bande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. That what he renounces, as Ramachandra gave up the imperial throne, here he said, he's giving up the imperial throne of the Krishna Prem in the heart of Vishnu Priya. And that's not nothing. We could say it's everything. We can't properly estimate or conceive how much love is in the heart of Vishnu Priya for Nimai Pandit. And by extension, Sachi Mata. And now he will be leaving them. Right. And in anticipation of this, on this night, he's calling all his devotees. They come, and they're also sensing something different in the mood and the atmosphere and his behavior. He's garlanding everyone, embracing them, and giving some kind words, almost to allude to departure. And some of them can sense something. And then we're told one devotee, the famous Kolavecha Sridhar, who was, what Kolavecha means, his name is Sridhar, but Kolavecha means he has a little business based on the banana tree and its not the bananas, but the leaves and the trunk and all that. They can, and they make them in India into cups and plates, and it's very inexpensive. So we're told, what type of devotee was he? He makes barely enough to live off of this, but he gives 50% of his income for the worship of the Ganga. Right? That's what he does. But Nimai Pandit will come and see him in Navadvip, and he'll start negotiating price. And Sridhar, everyone knows, he's like honest to a fault to say, all right, this is how much they call it. Nimai Pandit say, well, but you know, you can get these cheaper, actually. There's a guy, you know, like two banyan trees away from here who's selling them cheaper. And he says, then buy from him. No, I want to buy from you. But I need a better price. So he's always teasing him like that. And he keeps saying, no, go buy. No, no, I want to buy from you. But give me a deal. And so he's can barely make anything, but he gives him a special deal, so he's always buying from him. In other words, he's cheating him. They both know this. Right? And this is their relationship. When Mahaprabhu led the first Nam Sankirtan publicly, when they went to the Qazi's house, and that, when he got thirsty during the Nam Sankirtan, he stopped by Kolavecha Sridhar's place, which means like thatched hut. He had a water pot that's like busted, broken, you know, holy. It was from there he drank. All the devotees were astonished. So he's saying, this is from my devotee. It's pure nectar, this substance. So that Sridhar, he came with a pumpkin and melted the heart of Nimai Pandit. And he thought, all I've ever done is cheat him. Every day, all the time, I just cheat him again and again and again. And now, with his heart, he's coming to offer this. And we may recall in the Mahaprakash, when Nimai Pandit was in this extraordinary divine condition for, 21 hours, and giving benedictions to all the devotees, whatever their spiritual heart's desire was, when he asked Sridhar, what boon do you want? He said, my aspiration is that, you know, that Brahman, meaning Nimai Pandit, who is cheating me out of, in this transaction we have, that he will do that lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. That's the benediction I would like from you. So he comes with this pumpkin, it melts the heart of Nimai Pandit, and he gives that to Sachimata with some instructions how to make this, and that will be the last thing that he consumes before he leaves. And that time comes, and in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, till that whole night, some Vishnupriya doesn't know, she's resting, but Sachimata, she's guarding the door. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, Nimai Pandit awakens, and she's there at the door. He just gives his dandavats to her and leaves. And this is devastating to her heart. She can't move, think, feel. It's inconceivable pain, this type of separation. And then we think, so what, is Krishna cruel? Is Mahaprabhu cruel? Makes everyone feel this separation that Guru said, this will pierce the heart and fill it with the highest type of nectarine substance in the depths of the heart, the pangs of separation. Right? Although no one will ask for that, but it takes the heart to a deeper region than the joy of meeting. The pain, the anguish of separation. It's the test for what type of love is in the heart. And for those with genuine love, it goes deeper and deeper. And he swims across the Ganga and goes to Katva. And we'll tell the rest later. But the next morning, the devotees come and they find Sachimata, and she's like a statue. And tells the devotees, all this belongs to you. Everything here, it's yours. And in her manner, she's saying, have you seen Krishna and Balaram? For Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Will they come for lunch today? You know, she's feeling very deep separation, and later we know at the house of Advaita, Mahaprabhu will tell her, this body belongs to you. Even after he said, whatever you say, I will do. And he means that from his heart. And she says, well, if you would just stay with me, that would make me most happy, but then you'll be blamed by the people of the world. So I think if you go to Puri and stay there, and then devotees are coming and going, and I'll always get some news. How generous is Sachimata? And how generous is Vishnupriya to live with this sort of devastation in her heart? We're told in the absence of Nimai Pandit, what was she doing? She would, like, we chant, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. She puts a grain of rice, Hare, in a bowl, Hare Krishna, in that way. And then after a certain amount of chanting, she cooks that rice, she's surviving on that somehow. So he had to give up the imperial throne of the Krishna Prema in the heart of Vishnupriya. And on the plea of the curse of a Brahmin, when they're having the Rasa Kirtans at Srivasangam behind closed door, one man, the man who was famous as a milk drinker only, right? He said, I should be allowed in those Kirtans. You know, I only drink milk. And I said, that is no qualification. So they're spreading rumors. When they hear the Kirtan, and we can, when I was thinking like this earlier, when Sudarshan Prabhu was playing the Mridanga, someone down the road thinking, what's going on over there? Are those people intoxicated? They were doing that in Navadvip to Nimai Pandit. Right? So that man, he cursed Nimai Pandit because he wasn't being admitted and said, you will never enjoy material life. And Nimai Pandit, Hare Krishna, thank you for blessing me in that way. That is, you know, Vachasat Yadagat Aranyam. And he has Aranya here, in the case of Ramachandra, means go to the forest. Here, Aranya is synonymous with sannyas. He will take sannyas. So it's painful for the devotees. That's why Guru Maharaj said the real stalwart followers, they're in Navadvip. They can't tolerate the separation from Mahaprabhu. The pain of that separation is piercing the heart, though, and opening it to being filled with this divine substance. So at this time, and Guru Maharaj, he's that type of devotee, Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. And we would see at this time of year, Srila Guru Maharaj visibly affected. His mood would change over these few days. He would be reflecting on these pastimes, and you can tell in his heart, he is feeling the pain of that type of separation. And so at the Mat during that time, the mood would shift, the atmosphere would shift, even the prasadam was more simple to reflect that internal mood. And we could understand, you know, it reminded me when Guru Maharaj said, there's different types of devotees, you know. Like when they talk about the gopis who, like, some like Radha and Krishna equally, some a little more disposed to Krishna. others exclusively dedicated to Radharani. There's that time. And then he said, all right, then there's some like Krishna Leela, Gaura Leela. And then Guru Maharaj, he's like blushing like a lotus flower, blushing. And he said, I like Mahaprabhu. He couldn't conceal his love for Mahaprabhu. He's a hardcore, to the extreme, devotee of Mahaprabhu. Because he's saying with Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu means to him Radharani. So Radharani and Mahaprabhu, and of course Krishna, automatically. But so, when, and we'll hear later, I want to stop here, but when Chaitanya Bharati, Keshava Bharati, okay. That's why Guru Dev gave that. It's very clever. Chaitanya Bharati, Keshava Bharati. Your name can only be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Because what is Krishna Chaitanya? That's why Guru Maharaj is like, remember this expression, Krishna consciousness, it comes from Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada. That phrase, Krishna consciousness, is from him. And Guru Maharaj liked it so much, he said, because, oh, that's Krishna Chaitanya, translated, Krishna consciousness. So when Keshava Bharati says to him, the name, time of the name giving, your name must be Sri Krishna Chaitanya because you're filling the world with Krishna consciousness. And anyone who sees you will be full of Krishna consciousness. And so we see indirectly, we can take it. That's the gift. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the gift of Mother Sachi and Vishnu Priya Devi to the world. How kind they are, how they're willing to experiencing some unhappiness that we might all get this connection. So how great and wonderful they are. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, would you like to say a few words or sing a song or?
Well, I mean, in a very short way to summarize what you've said. I mean, it's and again, Guru Maharaj once in his lecture said, well, there's one sloka that Govinda Maharaj favors so much, and he called Krishna Lilamrita Sara Sata Sata Satudhara, which means the ocean of pastimes of the Krishna Lila is numerous. Not only that it's Krishna Lila by Krishna Lila by direct meaning, it's also all other avatars are spread out of that divine form. Just like Maharaj mentioned Ramachandra, you know, he's coming with Sita to Navadvip and she feels some amazing vibe, and then he starts revealing her confidential pastimes. At this point you'll be stolen by Ravana and I'll spend all my life in searching you, but the next life when I become Mahaprabhu, you'll become my consort and you'll be like... So basically what it is, it's every Leela, it's a very interesting idea, which is a super revolutionary. It means to complement this amazing pastime of Mahaprabhu, not even Krishna. Why? Because in Mahaprabhu pastimes, the extreme of separation, it takes such a deep angle, because, you know, other Leelas are also have separations, action. It's almost like, if we talk about the genre, which I spoke last time, of movies, the most complicated is love stories. There's like Romeo and Juliet, or there are like few of them. People write epics, they write novels, they write detectives, but the love stories, they're just few famous around, that they come once in like a couple hundred years by Shakespeare, by, you know,
who wrote Anna Karenina.
Right. So then Maharaj said, well, the Brahman Uttaraka, who is cursing Krishna, and this Leela, his curse has other meaning. The Sridhar, according to Gaura-Ganesha Deepika, he is a coward boy. He's always make jokes on Krishna. Then Krishna say, oh, you make jokes on me. You know what? In our next life, I'll make jokes on you.
Yeah.
So then Sridhar is coming as an amazing character who's actually And Mahaprabhu teasing him, Mahaprabhu tell, come on, you're spending 50% on Ganga, give me a break, like 50%. I'm not asking more. And he's like, no, Brahman, you don't understand. And then Mahaprabhu ripping things off, and he said, oh, you're part of Vishnu, you're a Brahman. Mahaprabhu said, like, I'm part of Vishnu? Come on, like, what are you talking about? You know who I am, don't you? And meaning, like, in your previous life, you've been playing so much with me in Vrindavan. But in this life, I'll make you cry. How about that? You make jokes on me, I'll make jokes with you. So it's all like reversive through every Leela. I mean, basically, the Ram Leela, this, Krishna Leela. From every pastime, it's come to one extreme. So Guru Maharaj is called, but Sri Gauranga Lilabai, that means like Govinda Maharaj really liked that shloka.
Yeah.
That when we talk about Gaur Leela, like, you know, if we go to the center of the ocean of Krishna Leela, there'll be that unique Navadvip, Gadrumadvip, which is like the most, that's why it's for the most aesthetical persons. Somebody can drown in Ramayana or Mahabharata, and one of the famous slokas, like, you know, some people like Ramayana, some people like Mahabharata. That's not what my point of attention. So it's always, as Goswami Maharaj said, it's a particular point of view. So Gaur Leela, not only that it's unique by itself, the Gauranga avatar, it's also the extreme of Krishna's expression, because remember, Vrindavan, it's all about separation. But in a particular way it happens. And in Mahaprabhu, that same highest concept of love and separation, which is only known by like very few souls, like even amongst the Vrindavan residents, it's not like a common thing. We know not everybody can get like, you know, Rasa Leela. Not everybody can get there. Like their parents, their friends, there are some junior people. So it's a very, very deep. But when Mahaprabhu comes with that particular Leela, it's just so divine, it's so much open. It's almost like inviting everyone to, and it's the only, Vindavinda Gaurapada Arvindam, it's the only way to realize it. So,
that sloka, you're saying that Gurudev is like one of his favorites. Yes. It's saying Krishna Leela is very rare achievement and for the highest section of liberated souls, but in Gaur Leela, that's being distributed to everyone. As you say, welcome, you're being invited.
Yes. So in this regard, subtle thing which I detect. See, Guru Maharaj, his Krishna consciousness would not be about, well, I'm in Navadvip and I'm reading the book. He is totally experiencing certain things. So when Mahaprabhu takes, like, everything to me, like the Ratha Yatra, which way it's going, what's going on with the, like, the weather, the sound, the, you know. So Navadvip is the revealing place. And Guru Maharaj, he's actually literally follow Mahaprabhu pastimes. Like, as Gurudev said, at a certain point, he would say, like, oh, Mahaprabhu right now here. Oh, where is he now? Oh, he's going to
Shantipur.
You know, Shantipur. He's here. He's there. So think of this way. Is that Navadvip is preparing to separate. Not that, like, see, at some point you can say, well, in original Leela, nobody knew. Only, like, four people. He told them. You know, he made certain statements, mystical statements.
Yeah.
You know, like, I may see you the next time, maybe next life or something. Everybody like, come on, you know, like, I'll see you tomorrow on the market. But, you know, that's not what Mahaprabhu is making. He's preparing. And this preparation with, like, the mother, the wife, that, like, you understand? He knows, like, I will never see you again. Never, ever. Not in this life. So just getting the touch of that feeling for some sensitive devotee, it's actually heartbreaking. So Guru Maharaj, not only that he's experiencing something, he might be experiencing more. Because once you know the story, it's a very, very heartbreaking story. So that's why Guru Maharaj, I believe in, you know, sometimes Guru, they're like, I can't eat. I can't just go do things that I normally do. I mean, why? Because there are some connection there. It's called Krishna consciousness. And as Maharaj said, Chaitanya, Chaitanya consciousness. So when Mahaprabhu went to Katwa, one of the persons who saw it, he just spoke like Chaitanya, Chaitanya.
Srinivasa charges
father. Yeah, like Chaitanya. You understand, like, how it's touching? Somebody is like so much struck by Krishna consciousness that all he can say word Chaitanya, that's all good enough. So one devotee asked, you know, so what is the better, the Krishna Nam or Gaur Nam? I said, well, you know, it's a very mystical question exposed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Haridas Thakur. It's pretty much to us, I don't know what we can really like connect with. But certain people, like Srinivasacharya father,
and Haridas Thakur,
yes.
After right. A li- the Nama Charja, 3 lakhs of Krishna Nama day,
right.
You know, I mean, it's 196 rounds a day. What is it? At his last moment, with Mahaprabhu's right. Lotus feet on his chest, he's saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
So one time on the way to Eka Chakra, I asked that Gurudev, Maharaj, can we like visit Katwa? He said, why? I said, well, I mean, it's in the way to Eka Chakra, it's Mahaprabhu Sannyas place. I heard Guru Maharaj went there, and you went there. The Gurudev said, yes, I did not go there for 30 years. Well, you might.
Yeah.
Then, thinking this was the place of Keshava Bharati, we're coming in. You know, it's an amazing place.
Yeah.
There's still like Mahaprabhu hair samadhi. There's 300 families worship that temple of Keshava Bharati. 300 families. Each family has like a day, a year. It's an amazing place. So then we went back. I said, Mar says, so what have you seen? I say, I cannot see anything, but this is an amazing place. He said, yes, Guru Maharaj came there, and I was there. Several times we came, you know. You told something, but he said, I cannot go there often. Then, you know, if you're a tourist or if you have no understanding what you're doing, you can pretty do many things, but...
Yeah, no feeling.
Certain things like going to Katwa, you know, it's not like, oh, you know, and let's stop on the way to Katwa just to give our dandavas. That's not going to be like that. That's something maybe once in your life, if you're lucky. It's something that, you know, so for our gurus, it has some meaning. For us, we like it that it's, we have connected with someone that it has some meaning. But I can imagine that Guru Maharaj or Gurudev would be able to go on in some internal measure of all those things and get lost from the rest of the world. And but what really to end the story is Mahaprabhu and his devotees, his associates. It says, like, if you know something about Mahaprabhu, you should know from Swarup Damodar or Ramananda. If you don't know from them, you should know from somebody who know from them. What does it actually mean? It means that it's not about intellectual process or reading the book. It's a very, very sacred reality that you expose at a particular time of your spiritual life, maybe. And if you're not exposed to that, maybe you're more lucky because there are less chance to create offenses. So when I say about Guru Maharaj and like Mahaprabhu and Gurudev, we know like if you're very fortunate, just like everybody, oh, there are offenders going there. And Guru Maharaj said, oh, very lucky offenders, very fortunate offenders. And really, like, what's the difference between us and everybody else, us and ISKCON? We're the fortunate offenders, at least myself. And, you know, like, many times I disqualified myself from spiritual life, but many times, like Gurudev didn't kick me out. I'm still, you know, remain somehow nearby. So we spoke with Maharaj once, you know, if you remain for some time, see, in Krishna consciousness, just like war, it's not about how great you are today, you know, how many rounds you chant, what did you understood. It's like basically like struggling day by day. It's just like a beggar. But if you just remain for some time long enough, You might, it's just like, you know, dog, if he hang out around food, you know, he'll get something in the end. So, you know, what we hear here is not a cheap thing. And this is not a simple festival. So at some point we get a lot of guests and they want to talk about spiritual things. From another point, we like it, there's no guests here. Do you know why? We couldn't speak about all these things. It would not be the same. So it can be only revealed in the devotional association and under closed doors. Like what today we're speaking, it's a closed door thing. And we can say, well, those who's non-believers, they should stood up and go. And like technically all of us have to stood up. But then we say, well, I mean, perhaps maybe we should see it and hear something. So Maharaj is giving us so much.
Well, time. Like when they have the drama at the house of Chandrasekhar,
yes.
And Nimai Pandit says, I'm going to take the role of Rukmini.
Right.
And then he said, and the audience can only be of those who have their senses completely under control. And then we're told, Advaita, Charja, and Srivast Thakur, they're like, I wanted to go so much. You know, Mahavishnu and Narad Muni are like, I really wanted to go, but I won't be able to go. And then, Nimai Pandit says, if the two of you can't go, then who can go?
Right.
But, and they're still feeling unqualified. And he said, all right, I'm going to do this. Right. I'm going to pray to Krishna that for the duration of the performance, your senses will be controlled.
Right.
And they're like, yeah. Mahavishnu and Narad Muni think they're unqualified.
Right. Well, I mean, think, this is like also, from the end, a key turning point, like because Shachi Ma, she's so mad that Mahaprabhu had to say, Jayananda, tell my mother I'm really coming every day there to eat.
Yeah.
And Vishnupriya, taking those padukas, making Mahaprabhu murti, she's like taking grains of rice, chanting Gauranam or Krishnanam and throwing, and that's what she eats. She eats like, it's like an amazing thing. Like whatever the name I'm taking, that's what I eat. I mean, they're really an amazing setup story, and I mean, thanks God, we don't know more than we have to know.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine, you know, what it was to certain people that would have to stay and experience all of this of like craziness of Mahashachi and deep lamentation of that's why, you know, they would, everybody else would go once a year to see Mahaprabhu and Ratha Yatra, the devotees from Navadvip, which is mm-hmm. the most happiness. Except those two, they would never go. And those who are like servants, they would never go.
But we hear that Nityananda, he comes to the rescue of Mother Sachi.
Yes.
Remember, he's also Balaram, said, tells her, because she's fasting for so many days, and he comes with the news. Nimai Pandit's in Shantipur at Advaita's house, we're going to meet him there, so be happy. And he said, and cook lunch.
Yes.
Really, he wants to feed her. He's saying, cook very nicely.
Yes.
And she makes all these things and says, first offers to Krishna, and then she feeds Nityananda Prabhu.
Right.
Then she's happy.
And another cool element of that, when Jiva Goswami comes there, which yesterday was the disappearance of Jiva Goswami,
yeah.
You know, who's his tour? Nityananda Prabhu.
Right. That's the first Navadvip Dham Parikrama.
Right. And where they eat?
Sachi Mata.
And Shachi Mata, she's hosting like first divine Parikrama.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing. And like Nityananda Prabhu, like Jiva Goswami taking the prasad of Mahashachi, being direct, like connected with Nityananda Prabhu, he's like lamenting. How unfortunate I am. I could not experience this pastime that I've heard from Mahaprabhu is doing his great, you know, Nimai Pandit Leela in Navadvip and acting like as an atheist. certain part of his life.
Yeah.
He's like arrogant professor. And when Mukunda see him, he run across the street. He say, "Hey, Mukunda, come on. Why are you avoiding me?" As Mukunda, okay. I just, you know, I have to do this. I didn't see you. No. You're avoiding me because I'm not devotee, right? Is that right? No. I can say, listen, if you give me blessing and Krishna bless me, one day I'll become real devotee. Will you avoid me then or not? And then Mahaprabhu suddenly transform into a devotee, which is a whole nother lecture. Maharaj, anyway.
Hare Krishna.
By your grace, we had some connection with that plane of consciousness. And
you have one of the songbooks? Sudarshan Prabhu. What would you sing? A Gaur Mahaprabhu song. Will everyone be able to respond to that?
Okay. At least to hear it.
That would be nice. I hope.
You can see the whole thing.
Yes, but is it an
expert? You remember all of them.
135. It's in this book, so it must be in the Russian one. 135 in this one. That'll be beautiful. We like this. Guru Maharaj loved this. Jari gaur no hoito, tabaki hoito, kemari dari tam dehi. Radhar mahima prema rasa simo jagata janatake. Very succinctly saying, why did Krishna come as Mahaprabhu? Radhar mahima, to preach the glories of Radharani, and prema rasa simo, taste the limits of Krishna prema, mahabhav. In a line, Vasu Ghosh. Sanjaya Mukunda Vasu Ghosh Adiya. That Vasu Ghosh. Yes, Prabhu.
Jadi Gaura na hoto, tabe ki hai to, kamone dhori tam de. Radharo mohima primo rosso sima.
Thank you.
What would be? I'm not dramatic. You can check.
Hari hai amono durmati samsara bhitare. Amono durmati samsara bhitare. Hari aya chinu rami.
Oh.
Gunamani Amar Nitai Gunamani Aniya Premero Vana Basalaya Vani Shuradhunitate, kabe gauravane shuradhunitate, haradeha krishna bole, kabe gauravane shuradhunitate, haradeha krishna bole, Saraswati Jala Thank you. kijani ki bole tomaro dhamete hoinu sharanagato
kijani ki bole tomaro dhamete hoinu sharanagato
prabhu tumi doya amar potito pavana potito tarane rato
tumi doya amar potito pavana
ugly and no faith.
Vaishnava Thakura Dayaro Sagaro.
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 Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai
Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai Sri Srupa Ramananda Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadip Dham Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai Vyaparad Bhanjaner Pat Ki Jai Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tosi Devi Ki Jai, Sukurti Govardhan Ki Jai, Om Vishnupad Vishvavarina Silesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhaktivinoda Labhadut Maharaj Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mata Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Sri Sudarshan Prabhu Ki Jai Sri Paramananda Prabhu Ki Jai Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi Ki Jai Anukul Chandra Prabhu Ki Jai Jani Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Seva Vrinda Ki Jai Sri
Chinese, Chaimanese.
Yeah. Chinese Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai.
Chaimanese Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sanyasmaranam Leela Ki
Jai.
Nitai Gopremanande.
Sri Krishna Bhaktavrinda Goswami Maharaja Ki Jai.